So now we'll continue in our journey of retail banking, especially on the deposit side. The chapter that we'll now go through is the general account monitoring and operations of all such deposit accounts. So there is a section which says about general account monitoring, and we'll go into it. So what the RBI says that the bank should have a system of monitoring accounts which are new in nature. So for first 6 months or a 1 year, depending on bank to bank, customer to customer, a system is set up which monitors closely about the transactions that are happening in these accounts, and accordingly steps can be taken. The responsibility of such monitoring lies within in charge of the concerned department. So there are different departments which have the responsibility of monitoring it. The purpose of this general monitoring of operations or the account operation is only to avoid a fraudulent or a doubtful transactions, because the whole purpose of banking is built on trust, and in case a fraudulent or a doubtful transaction take place and the banks do not have proper risk mitigants or planning to identify this, then it becomes very difficult to hold the trust component of the bank in a big way. Therefore, these general monitoring guidelines or tools are required. So if it also continues and says if these suspicious transactions are revealed, then you have to inquire from the account holder about the nature of such transactions, and only if there is no convincing reply or the bank person or the department responsible is not convinced with the reply that the person has received from the account holder, then they should go to the appropriate investigative agencies to investigate this further. Caution especially is to be exercised when there is large sum involved, because obviously large sum are more bigger impact than the smaller sums, and therefore checks of large amount are presented for collection or something, then proper caution is to be taken. Even closure of accounts very fast after opening of account must be looked into, as why did they close the account so fast. Is it because of the services, or is it because of some other feature, or is it because they have done one or two big transactions and therefore they have closed the account going forward. So continuing there, it is also a system of monitoring cash withdrawals. So suddenly a large cash comes into the account, especially the account which has been opened recently, then you should find out why it has come. Even for accounts which have been opened for some time, if large amount over a normal, unnormal behavior transaction takes place, then the appropriate department should get into it. Third party checks, if you deposit for large value and then withdraw immediately, it's a red flag and should be investigated. Again, cash deposit and withdrawal above 5 lakhs, closely monitored. And the RBI anyway says for every bank should have a separate register to maintain cash withdrawals of 5 lakhs and above. The branch also has to report to their head office, and the head office then reports to RBI if required for all transactions above 5 lakhs. So inspecting officers from the RBI will during the course of inspection they'll look into such process and procedures and see if all these statements are submitted from the branch to HO. And more importantly, if proper care has to be taken, especially to verify the signatures of the account holders on checks against the specimen signature and where the specimen signature is kept, the custody of it and things like that, so that fraudulent and doubtful transactions do not take place. Issue of custody of token. So when you take the passbook to and give a token, so who maintains that token, where is the custody, that has to be looked into carefully by all banks. The persons who are not using the checkbook, or the account has become dormant, or they are closing the account, have to give this all these unused check leaves before they can close the account. And any change in signature should be checked with senior officials in the branch, and the reason for such change must also be noted at the branch level itself. Checkbooks, issue of checkbooks has to be done only on duly signed requisition slip. In terms of modern technology, it has been replaced primarily by asking for checkbook through ATM or through the internet banking. But the validation there is the customer has logged in the website, for example, and only then he or she gives the request for checkbooks, or at the ATM he has validated his ATM card and then puts the request. So therefore there is a kind of a signature through verification in such cases. The drawer should be asked personally when checkbook is to be issued against the letter. So if this says just issue the checkbook and this letter, there's no requisition slip in the prescribed form, then the drawer must be called personally. And loose checks, if any, ideally it should be avoided. However, in case of exigency, in case that needs to be done, then the account holder should come personally to the branch, and on proper verification, the branch officials should issue any loose checks to the account holder. Dormant account. So we've looked in the past, if the account is inoperative for a year, it becomes an inoperative account, and after 2 years it becomes a dormant account, and they should be treated separately. The first withdrawal in such account which has become dormant should be done carefully and only after the approval of the branch manager. Transfer of account and switching banks. So in case there is instructions in writing for transfer of account, should be carried out immediately. Account opening form, specimen signature, standing instructions are simultaneously transferred to the other branch. Documents to be handed over to customer in sealed cover, and the depositor should be satisfied with the service provided. Operations of a bank account by any old, sick or incapacitated customer. So if the customer is too ill to sign a check and cannot be physically present in the bank for withdrawals always, then he can do it with thumb impression. And if where the thumb impressions are not there in case of loss of hands, then the toe impression is also allowed. And in case the toe and the thumb impression both cannot be done, then two independent witnesses which are known to bank can identify that customer as the said customer of the bank. Then the customer can do his transaction. In case of all odds, other person signature to be added to the under witness can be done. Account closure. So what are the kind of precautions to be taken in case of account closure? Account closure and what are the kind of precautions to be taken in case of account closure? The bank has to receive a request in writing by the account holder to close the account. In case of joint accounts, all the joint account holders must give the instruction in writing to the bank. You must submit all the unused leaves of the checkbooks back to the bank, and incorporated entities like companies and limited liability partnerships should submit resolution to that effect. There must be a board resolution saying that we have to close the account. The depositor has to sign one check as a blank check so that the final proceeds can be taking that. Unused check leaves has to be cancelled by the bank. Bank may also ask to close account in case of customer no longer a desirable person, and if the account has not been operated for long. If the customer cannot be traced, then the amount to be transferred to the unclaimed deposit account. Customer guidance and publicity. Banks are advised to give wide publicity and guidance to deposit account holders on benefits of nomination and survivorship. Benefits should be highlighted in publicity materials, and they should explain the process in the event of death of depositor, the rights of nominee and the survivors. Acceptance of deposit by unincorporated entities. So banks should typically not accept deposit at the instance of private financier or any unincorporated bodies under arrangement which provides for either the issue of the deposit receipts or giving authority by power of attorney, nomination otherwise, for such clients receiving such deposits at maturity. So they should avoid any such cases. Deposit collection scheme floated by private organizations. So banks should avoid the promotion and conduct of chit funds except by charitable and education institution notified on behalf of state government. The lottery falls within the expression price chit. Sale of lottery tickets on bank counters is not permitted, and banks should not be associated with these kinds whether directly or indirectly. Register for unclaimed deposit. So banks are required to submit to RBI return on unclaimed deposit at the end of each calendar year. Accounts which are not operated for 10 years and above has to also be reported at the end of the calendar year. The branches are supposed to maintain a register of such unclaimed deposits, and a separate folio for different type of deposit accounts must be maintained. Deposit collection agent. So banks are prohibited from paying brokerage on deposits in any form to any individual, company, association, institution, etc. And it is also recommended by RBI that banks should not employ or engage outside person except to the extent permitted via RBI's interest rate directive for deposit collection activities. Joint account. In case of joint current saving or deposits in two or more persons' name, amount is due under that account to the survivor in the event of death of one of them. Bank is required to obtain valid discharge form from all of them. So bank should encourage opening of joint account on terms such as payable to either or survivor, former, later or survivor, or any one of the survivor or survivors. So this is just to protect that the bank should not get embroiled into any controversy or things like that. If the benefit of survivorship is provided, survivor can give the valid discharge to the bank. Survivor holds money as a trustee for legal heirs unless he is also the sole beneficial owner. If the legal heir claims to the bank that they should be advised in terms of contract applicable to the account, survivor can give valid discharge to the bank. Receipt of Foreign Contributions Association under FCRA Act 1976. So, associations which have definite cultural, economic, educational, regional, religious regions and they receive contribution from foreign nationals or Indians settled abroad should get themselves first registered with Ministry of Home Affairs, Government of India, and be eligible to receive contribution only through one of such branches of the bank made an application submitted to the Ministry of Home Affairs. Government of India have to give an account number and the bank's name, and all contributions coming from outside India should come into the same account in the same branch so that it is ready to be audited in case of any discrepancy. Joint term deposit account, premature payment, loan on death of one account holders. So account in the style of either or survivor or any one of the survivor is very easy to settle. And either one or survivor mandate is obtained, then it's much easier to settle such accounts. Joint term deposits, former or survivor, later or survivor, etc. So survivor can retain the right to dispose of money until his death. The bank requires no objection to grant loan, premature closure, etc. In case of special clause in application, account opening form of term deposit received, bank may consider incorporating clause mentioning that in case of death, the amount should be paid to and put a name of the person. Banks may also insist for communication from Ministry of Home Affairs conveying the permission. If there is no permission, then they do not credit to such accounts, and bank is to note the registration number. Amount received should be utilized for the purpose for which the organization is established. So with that, we come to the end of this chapter also, where we looked at what is the general account monitoring and operational of special cases accounts. So thank you, and we'll go in.